Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the D Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the most is Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got Something to Say Show. Let's go.
Monday, November 26, 2012. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, in the very lovely, beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, in the Anonymous Blue Studios. And also, we have Dee Slate, the producer, the CEO, founder of the Dee Hour Show Radio Network, is in the building. What's going on, Dee Slate?
Hey, hey, what's happening, PJ? What's good? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the I Got Something to Say radio show. Good to be here, as always, and we're going to have another great show. So thank you guys so much for kicking it with us and hanging out with us tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we believe that we have, I have to double check, because, you know, we have so many cranberry crevices here at the Anonymous Blue Studios. We may have Mr. Norfolk in the building. Is he present?
Yes, yo, what it be like? Hey, yo, can I kick it? Yes, I
yes,
can.
Yes, you can. Did you leave your water, El Segundo?
Nah. But I'm definitely happy to be here. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I ain't talked to. If you're listening, dude, I got you.
Yes, yes. I heard you've been looking for me. Yes, and also, yes, and also we have CK. I believe he has a night off tonight. His birthday is in a couple of days, so we'll definitely be wishing our brother, our co-host, our strong suitor of the I Got Something to Say show, as well as the D Hour Show Radio Network. Definitely, CK, I know you're probably living it up, participating in some, you know, activities, functions, author, poetry, that's what you do. But if you're listening and tuning in, happy, happy early birthday. Now, we won't do the Golden Corral. Happy, happy birthday. They be getting it, too. But, you know, we'll have our own D I Got Something to Say show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show lined up for you on this evening. Thank you to all of our listeners all over the country. I have learned that people as far away, get this, as Germany, have tuned in to the I Got Something to Say show, as well as Canada and Hawaii. So aloha, bonjour, and then also guten tag to all of my family across the international borders. We thank you for listening and tuning in to us. We're so grateful. And to all of my Americans and all of my United States listeners, brothers and sisters, definitely we encourage you to be a part of the show. We're going to have a wonderful show. You can get in or you can fit in at 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. On tonight, we're going to start the segment off with What in the World. We're going to do a recap of all the things that have happened over the holiday and the weekend. We also have to say something news, of course. Ask Al anything. We've got some interesting questions. And once again, if you have some questions for Ask Al Anything segment, definitely call in, tune into our chat line. We're on www.blogtalkradio.com/D as in David, our show. have a smartphone, you don't have to be smart, but if you have the smartphone, everything's shy of just driving you to where you need to be. Definitely we're on the TuneIn application. And then you can dial, once again, that number is 718-766-4553. And we want to have you to tune in and give your 2 cents or your 3 cents in a part of the show. We're going to get down with Poetics Picks playlist. We're also going to have GB coming through. We're going to have that Ghetto Gourmet and, you know, D-Slate No Sports. And then also we're going to have a couple of new segments that are going to take place, the Ghetto Diva Throwdown, and our newest segment tonight, kicking off with Graffiti Street Bridge Basement, with one of the songs written and performed by yours truly and some other special people, sponsored by, of course, Link Up Studio Productions, by, of course, no other than producer Flexman, representing the Caribbean Man in Jamaica and New York, and Queen Our Hearts. I was in the studio with them over the weekend. They are tremendous. Big up to Top Shelf and Virginia Beat. So all the promotional considerations are provided by these people. We thank you. We thank you endlessly. And once again, before we get into the show, if you have a business or you want us to put your business in the street, our producer will speak more about this, but we have an ongoing special. Tell them a little bit about the special, D-Slate.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. For those, if you have a business or a website you'd like to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network on any of our shows that we broadcast Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, but if you would like to if you like to have your business or website advertised, we have a special going on now until after the New Year holiday, and the special is $25 for the week. $25
wow.
for a week, you know, and your commercial, your for your business will be aired on each of the shows throughout the week, and we'll definitely get it in for you guys. So if you definitely want your business promote and you want to advertise your business or website or whatever the case may be, it's $25 for the week, and we'll definitely hook it up for you guys. So if you're interested in doing that, definitely contact me. You can talk to me on contact me on Facebook, or you can hit us up at our official email address, dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get that in for you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for that, D-Slate. So let's get into the segment right here, What in the World? Recap of Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Today is Happy Cyber Monday, and we'll explain a little bit more about that. Christmas and politics. So let me go ahead and start off with this political thing, because I understand that, you know, we've already voted in our 45th president of the United States of America. President Barack Hussein Obama is definitely our POTUS for the second term, which generally presidents are able to serve 2 terms, which will be 8 years. So he has until 2016 to be in office. In current, the political preference or the political party that is definitely in reign at this particular time, or in commandership, should I say, are the Democrats. And it's a lot of stuff that's going on right now. I've been hearing some media attention news, such as spouses who are actually divorcing over their decision or their political preference. I heard and also saw on the television a very disturbing story I'm not really sure of the pot of region in which this has occurred, but there was a woman who actually drug her husband through their parking lot because he voted for the Democratic Party and she was Republican. And he was in critical condition the last time they checked. So literally her ammo was to kill her husband because he did not vote of her preference. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, Al, let's start with you. Okay. I guess we're experiencing
that. Here I am. I had some technical difficulties. Carry me up in the headphones.
You know,
hey, look.
I'm sorry. I want to cut you off now. When, you know, D-Slate does the Ghetto Gourmet, then he has a pause in between. Every time we say something about Republican, it's like we have this. I don't understand, but go ahead, sir. I'm just saying.
Well, here's the thing, man. When I woke up on election day, I got a threat, too. So I was in fear for my life. Somebody in my household, namely my wife, had seen it that something was going to happen if I ain't vote today. So I'm the guy blinking his eyes like, here she go right here. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it's just crazy. It's just crazy, man, that people like, she act like his one vote made the difference. Like Robbie lost by one vote, B. Nah, that ain't happening like that.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm just thinking it's really, really serious to the point that you're really trying to take someone's life or enable their movement or whatever. And I think to take their life would probably be a stronger emphasis because literally she drug him from, I believe, their parking lot or their driveway. Yes, he was drugged on the back of their car on the driveway side because he chose another political preference other than his spouse's preference. And I just think that's sad. Basically, I got ran off the road in Virginia on Interstate 264 going northbound, and a guy just kept getting really close and really close. I didn't have anything, you know, paraphernalia on my car, but I guess maybe because I was driving a blue SUV. So when he finally, I guess he left something burning on the stove, finally passed me, I saw, you know, a Dick Cheney sticker, Bush sticker, you know, Romney, Ryan sticker. I'm like, I don't know what that was all about, but God bless you. I'm going to pray for you. But what are your thoughts, D-Slate, in regards to that?
You know, I find that this is some of the most ridiculous crap that I've ever heard of. I truly don't understand it because, you know, George Bush, when he was in the office, he did all kind of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He did all kinds of crazy stuff in the office, and, you know, when he was running, people found out he had did drugs before, all kinds of crazy stuff like that. And it's like, you know, it's like some people don't have, you know, a lot of people don't have a problem with that.
Right.
I have a problem with that. Let's run. America should keep moving forward as normal. And all the stuff we found out that he did and stuff he was doing, all crazy stuff, nobody had a problem with that. But let a brother get in the office, but people want to act like they ain't got no sense, and they want to do all this so stupid stuff, all this so ridiculous stuff because he's in the office. And, you know, it really amazes me how, you know, you got the rich, you know, a lot of people that are really rich that are upset because he's doing this and he's doing that. And, you know, my problem is because they don't want, you know, taxes raised on them. But here's my problem. You don't have a problem. You know, you got your average Joe who makes $40,000 a year. And then you got the other cat who makes $1 million a year. Now, they say that, you know, you don't mind the average Joe who's making $40,000 a year. You don't mind him, you know, getting taxed the hell out of. You don't mind him getting taxed like crazy, but it's not right for the cat that's making $1 million a year to have to pay a few extra taxes. First of all, how is it going to hurt that dude's pocket that's making $1 million a year? Oh, no, it's not even going to touch his pocket. That's chump change to him.
Right.
That's chump change, especially if he's making $1 million a year. But then the $40,000, you know, the average Joe that's making the $40,000, you know, you don't have a problem with him getting taxed the hell out of and trying to figure out, you know, how he gonna make ends meet and different things like that. Oh no, nobody has a problem with that. There's no problem.
And you know,
with that.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, people are not looking at the stigma of the fact of the matter. Okay, we've been already past the wow effect about, you know, President Barack Obama being the first African-American president. We're beyond that. He was selected. It wasn't just black voters. It wasn't just people of colors, Afro-Americans, African-Americans, Brougham sisters, or with the A, S on the N. No, they were people of all different affiliations, bipartisans, political preferences, you know, lies, libertarians, you know, green people. It doesn't even matter. They voted for the best person suitable for the job. So not to drag this on, and no pun intended, but it's just the fact of the matter that just respect the commander in office, respect the president of these United States, because we are in a country that we're able to be free, free of enterprise, free from oppression, and free to be able to do as we please for the most part, you know, aside of rules and regulations, and that's with anything. But trying to put yourself in another position to live in a third world country, you will come back and appreciate whatever is being done if there is a blue wall that is the president of these United States. So, you know, we're going to move on in terms of what in the world recap of things that is occurring or occurring trending, you know, hash marks and things of that nature, hash mark trending. The other thing that's trending right now is Black Friday, speaking of which, there were people who camped out as early as Tuesday so they can get these particular deals or, you know, advertisements or take advantage of a deal, a major deal. Well, how did you feel? Because I think we touched on this a little bit before on the other show, but what are your thoughts on this? People literally fighting, and someone was shot in Walmart. Are you serious? For a toy that's going to probably take $20 off of your bill or $10 off your bill, but what about taking time off your life over items? I don't understand. Enlighten me. What are your thoughts on this, Mr. Norfolk?
Well, I was never, you know what I'm saying, a Black Friday shopper. First of all, I don't like to get up early. And I definitely ain't going to get up and stand nowhere, man. I hate to get up and go to work. Well, I'm going to go get up early and try to be somewhere and camp out or something for a deal. I go to the barbershop and get it for the low. You know what I mean? We got a hood Black Friday. Every Friday at the barbershop, you can get it for the low.
Right. Well, I think I posted this brown girl doesn't have any green to shop for Black Friday. You know, I'm trying to save my money so I can not be in the red, you know, but more than likely if we have a white Christmas that, you know, things are going to look blue skies and gray. But for the most part, I have to say I will not spend all of my green on a Black Friday. I did it all by myself, but on the real, you know, definitely, some people haven't even paid their rent and their bills in November, and definitely they're participating in Black Friday for December. Just remember the reason for the season. You know, you have small kids and, you know, Santa Claus or people work hard, you know, during the year and so on and so forth. But the major thing is that, you know, we have to be able to be wise about this thing. And that's all I could say about that, because I want D. Slate to kind of comment on the next trending for the what in the world. All right, let's talk about a little bit about Cyber Monday. Are you familiarized, D. Slate, with Cyber Monday?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it a little bit. It's the day, you know, of course, after Black Friday. It's what I call lazy Black Friday or lazy folks shopping, because basically Cyber Monday is what all the websites and all the stores are having big sales on the website, you know, where you can go online and purchase things, and it's only for the website sales, but you got people on the internet like crazy on Mondays after Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you know, trying to find good deals, and, you know, maybe some of those deals that were going on Black Friday, they're selling on the website. So it gives some people an opportunity to get some of the things that they probably couldn't get on Black Friday. So, I mean, I think it's okay. I think it's not that bad of an idea, you know, at least that way nobody's hitting people, nobody's pushing people over, nobody's shoving little kids, you know, just real stupid stuff just to get some products. But I think it's a fairly good idea.
Yeah, I like the idea, too, because, again, truly, anytime you purchase things online, you're going to get the better rate because you're not paying for overhead. You're not paying, in particularly, for employees and things of that nature. So, you know, as an MBA person, you know, myself, or as a consumer, you know, as well as a business owner, you have to look at all those things in perspective at the big picture. So, and we've negated to include, you know, you have Black Friday. We also have Small Business Saturday, as in to where the mom and pop stores throughout the region and abroad internationally, you know, they basically focus on them. And I believe President Barack Obama, as well as the two girls, Malia and Sasha, they supported a bookstore in Washington, D.C., or Northern Virginia, for Small Business Saturday. And I just thought that was really, really great. I'm showing the American way, you know, doing the family thing. And in lieu of that, you know, supporting our American small businesses because, again, all of our Fortune 500 corporations and our conglomerates, they basically had to start somewhere. You know, Krispy Kreme donuts started basically, if I'm not to be stand corrected, I believe it was in North Carolina. You know, and just so many different stores and so many corporations and businesses and trademarks, you know, they basically started off small and became major, major enterprises or industries. So, again, you know, for Black Friday can be a preference. For Small Business Saturday, definitely continue to support your small shops. Cyber Monday, I think that's pretty cool because, you know, again, you don't have to go in the rigmarole to kind of like fight. You can just kind of take your time at your leisure and still benefit from the same type of discounts. Well, the last thing I want to talk about for What in the World before we get into some our first music break, and the time, your local time, is now 21 minutes after 9, 9:21 Eastern Standard. I want to talk about, of course, Christmas. What are your thoughts on, you know, Christmas and what it means to you? Is it over-commercialized? This is what I have a big problem with. You know, if I'm getting Halloween stuff or candy or whatever, you know, just to give out to the smaller kids or whatever, I don't really participate in Halloween, just a personal preference. But you're looking at pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns and Christmas trees at the same time. So, I mean, it used to be right around Thanksgiving time where they start putting these things out, you know, marketability and advertisements, and now you're seeing things put out as early as the end of August, beginning of September, going back to school, October for Halloween. You're seeing the Christmas scene meshed with the rest of the stuff. What are your thoughts on that? Let's start with you, Mr. Norfolk.
Well, here's the thing. I might sound like a party pooper to a lot of people, but the holiday thing ain't really something that we really celebrate in our household. Like it's over commercialized. Yeah, we take the time and we give thanks and we spend time with our family. But right, I mean there's no need for me to wait till Christmas to buy my son a new pair of shoes because he need a new pair of shoes. Nah, you get them now. Let's go to the store right now and get a new pair of shoes, right? So by the time Christmas here, you don't really want none. You don't really need none. If they doing good on them grades and they handling their business, why should I hold back for them? They did good on their grades all year long. Let's reward that right now. We don't have to wait for Christmas for things like that. Daddy works hard all year round. So when Christmas comes, I'm still in the green. Or the red, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And answer me this, particularly D. Slate, in terms of when people spell out the word Christmas, you know, it's synonymous, and we're not trying to sway anyone for a particular religious preference or anything like that. We're respectful to everyone's, you know, religious views, but we're just speaking in terms of Christmas because it's commercialized throughout, you know, various religious factors. But when people spell Christmas X-MAS versus spelling Christmas out, what are your thoughts if you have an opinion about that? Do you think it's shortchanging the love for Christ? Do you think it's shortchanging anything about Christmas? Or is it just basically kind of like an abbreviation?
Well, you know, I think that I do agree that it's been commercialized a lot, and if I'm a heady religious individual, then I really wouldn't take offense to it. I mean, to me, I would think that, you know, because it's such a long word, I would think that it was just created, the XMAS was just created for abbreviation purposes, you know, for cards and, you know, different things like that because it's such a long word. That's pretty much how I would look at it. Because if you're heavy, if you're heavy in your faith and you're walking in your faith and, you know, you got belief, you know, a strong belief in what you believe in, then, you know, that shouldn't really sway you or bother you, of the fact that, you know, they shortened the word or they took out the word Christ and put in the X, you know, so mm-hmm. I wouldn't even take offense to that. I would just say, okay, maybe they're just abbreviating the word, for recreational purposes.
I don't really think that if you at the pearly gates waiting to get in and you ain't right Christ and you put the X, I don't think you're gonna get turned away for that.
Exactly. Right.
But you know, it's really serious with a lot of people because, you know, even Christmas cards, when you see them, you don't normally see Xmas, you know, Merry Xmas. But you know, politically correct, you know what you're supposed to say? Are you all ready for this?
Yeah.
And it all depends on religion. I mean, it all depends on what local, federal, or state affiliation or privatized workplace you're supposed to say Happy Holidays. Because you have people celebrating Kwanzaa, you know, have people celebrating Hanukkah. You know, some people don't convert to commercialism, to, you know, Christmas. You have a couple of other religious, you know, movements or factors that don't celebrate any of these things. So, you know, you're supposed to say Happy Holidays because I know I said Merry Christmas, and I work for the state of Virginia, and I was kind of like admonished by one of my superiors to say that you can't do that. You know, you can't put Christmas trees in your office. You can't put up, you know, major decorations. It has to be small, and it has to be something that's symbolized. What are your thoughts on those? You know, Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays. Do you all have an opinion regarding that? And should it be controlled as into what you can or cannot say under your amendment?
Well, you know, I think go ahead, Al.
Go ahead. You got it.
No, you know, I think that I think that may be. I don't think people should really take offense to it or tell people what they can say. But I think it may be kind of appropriate to possibly say if you could just remember to do it. I think that it may be it's a little appropriate to maybe say Happy Holidays, so that way you're not you're not shunning out anybody else's, you know, holiday, you know, religion or different things like that. You know, some people say, you know, like you said, you Kwanzaa and other different things like that. So I think it would probably be morally right to maybe say Happy Holidays in respect to, what anybody else may believe in. But I think in your family, if you're talking to your family members and your friends, then, and you know, if you know what they celebrate and what they do, if you want to say Merry Christmas, that's really up to you. But if you know those family and friends celebrate something else, then it would probably be morally right to say Happy Holidays to them.
Okay. And well, Al, you had an opinion?
Mm-hmm. I think, really, people just get hypersensitive, man, about little things, man. It's bigger things for us to worry about than whether we say Happy Holidays or Happy Kwanzaa or whatever, man. I don't care what you celebrate, man. It's whatever, man. Matter of fact, you don't even got to speak to me. Hey, how you doing? Keep it moving. You know what I mean? We ain't got to do all that Happy Holidays and, you know what I'm saying?
They can send you a text with a smiley face. You all good.
Yeah, LOL smiley face.
Exactly.
That.
Right. I like that. I rock with that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had some really, really good conversations tonight about our trending words and thoughts. I mean, we talked a little bit about politics. We talked about Christmas. We talked about Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and Thanksgiving. So we normally have these recaps which is called What in the World, recap of things that is happening over the holidays or over the weekend if we don't have a holiday. And particularly, if there's some things that you want to get off your mind and you just often think to yourself, what in the world? Definitely submit those. Submit those to our page on Facebook, the IEYE Got Something to Say radio show. And the reason why it's EYE, because, see, we are your optical illusion to radio. See, I bet you didn't even know that. You should look to the person. Anything short of being on an interstate, I don't want you to look to the other person because I need you to focus. But basically, if you're in a stationary place or you're by yourself, even if you're by yourself, you can speak to yourself. It's okay, just as long as you don't answer thyself. And then, you know, we have to look you up in the DSM-4 to all of my clinicians out there, mental health, you know, workers and things of that nature. You know what I'm talking about. But we're going to keep this thing moving. Yes, we're going to keep this thing moving like you all. If you can hear me, clap twice. If you can hear me clap twice, it is the I Got Something to Say, yes, radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And we are having a ball. We just went into our deep thinking conversation. I like that because it gives you creativity and it gives you a voice. And if you're not able to utilize your voice, we might as well get somewhere and be what? Quiet. And that's not going to happen, not with us, because we got something to what? We got something to what?
Yes. Say what you want.
Yes. Who sang that? Who sang that? Who sang that, D? I forgot. Who sang that?
Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney.
That's right. You let them sing that. Yeah, you don't try to sing that. You let them do that. Exactly. It is the I Got Something to Say show. I can talk to him like that. You know, he ought to admonish me later on. That's my boss. But we got Mr. Norfolk. We got D. Slate. And CK is off for the evening, celebrating his birthday early. And yours truly, Miss Fabulous. What we're going to do right now at the top of the hour right now, your local time is currently now in your town, 1 minute after 9:30. It is 9:31 Eastern Standard, your local time, in the Anonymous Blue Studios. And far as your weather is concerned, tonight clearly to partly cloudy, low 42. Tomorrow, rain showers in the morning, high 55. Chance of rain, 70%. And then tomorrow evening, rain showers, low 35. Winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Definitely, that is your local weather in the Anonymous Blue Studios here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So we're going to get into our first musical break for the evening, Poetics Picks Playlist. Going to have a little bit of words with David Anthony and India Irie. We're going to have some Say Yes by Music Soul Child, as well as The Best You've Ever Had. Of course, the I Got Something to Say radio show is the best that you've ever had. From London to Germany to Norfolk, Virginia to Sunrise, Arizona to Missouri, this is what we do all day, every day. Take it away, D. Slate.
Yes, indeed, the I Got Something to Say radio show. It's Poetics Picks. Anthony, David, India, Irie, Music, Soul Child, John Legend. Oh, you can be damn sure Poetic is picking them like some incredibly ripe melons.
I don't know how to take that.
Probably. But we're getting into Poetic Sticks right now. We're going to start it off with a little Anthony, David, and India, Irie with words. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let me see if you got something to say mentally. No, I guess my mental power is not working. I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Let's go.
know there ain't no complications later on for us. No, but I know things don't stay the same. People grow and seasons change, but when it comes to love, don't you feel like you ever gotta worry about my feelings changing for you over time? 'Cause when I say I'm here, girl, I mean it. So when the world and the odds are against us, you won't have to question. The answer is yes. When two or three years from now you start having some doubts about if this love will last, the answer is inside of you, you don't have to guess. The answer is yes, 'cause I love you. All I care about is your happiness. So the answer is yes. People just don't stick around, build you up and let you down, but I'm not one of those. Now
Telepathy, meet me up at the spot. I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm and in a chinchilla. You know, I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my 5-course meal for real.
On the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Yes, yes, yes. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're back live. And your local town is 45 minutes after the hour, 9:45 Eastern Standard Time is the local time here in the Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Want to wish a couple of people a happy birthday. Tina Turner turned 73 on today. You know who that is. Anna Mae Bullock, Shake a Tail Feather. And definitely the creator, the founder of the Peanuts gang, you know, Snoopy, Woodstock, and all of them. Yes, Charles Schulz's birthday is today. Rest in peace. Robert Goulet, who was also one of my favorite industry actors, producers, writers in the industry. Art Shell. Now, for those who know me, that is my government last name. I don't know if there's any affiliation, but, you know, he's a Hall of Famer NFL tackle player. So happy birthday to Art Shell. Tomorrow, wow, it's going to be awesome. For November 27th, Jimi Hendrix's birthday. Yay, go Jimmy. Go Purple Haze. Woo, woo, woo. I love Jimi Hendrix. Hey, Jill, yes. And also, get this, are you all ready? If you remember back in the day, Black Belt Theater, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Lee's birthday is tomorrow. I am going to be ha-chi-chi-chi-ha, everybody, for the memory of Bruce Lee. What you say, that's
something
right. Ha-chi-chi-chi-ha, this is for Bruce, ha-chi-chi-chi. Children, don't try this at home. And then last but not least, tomorrow, Jaleel White, you know who he played, yes, on Family Matters, Urkel. So Urkel's birthday is tomorrow. Jimi Hendrix's birthday is tomorrow. Bruce Lee's birthday is tomorrow. And she's going to shake a tail feather who turned 73 looking fabulous, honey. Yes, Miss Anna Mae Bullock, a.k.a. Tina Turner. Yes, you better do it. So we're back live once again on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're just coming out of Poetics Picks playlist. And I try to pick music that can make you feel something, make you move something, make you want to say something, you know, make you want to do a little something, hey, hey. But, you know, we keep it moving. I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Like I said, once again, from Tidewater Park in Norfolk, Virginia, all the way to Hamburg, Germany, we have listeners all day long. This is what we do all day, every day, from Arizona to Missouri to Boston, Massachusetts, and also our people in Canada. Bonjour to all of my French-speaking people in the building. So, and I digress. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do now, we're going to prepare for one of my favorite segments, and then from thereafter, we're going to have one of my other favorite segments. We don't have a national special guest on tonight. We are the special guest, but next week we will be having author Booker T. Matheson, who will be joining us. He is phenomenal. His books are like the male version to Zane. He's like an action Jackson type of writer. He's done some producing for some short films and some movies and things of that nature. So, you know, we're going to get it in with him and see what he has up and coming. But for tonight, we're going to prepare ourselves. We're going to govern ourselves accordingly. We're going to get our lips parched because we're getting ready to say something. We're going to have Mr. Norfolk. He is going to provide the Say Something News. And after Mr. Norfolk brings it, of course, that's right. I know you were thinking in your mind. I always say it for you. Yes, D-Slate knows sports. We're going to get it in with the NFL scores and the challenging. You know, he's always very, very extra when he brings it. He's always doing the most. And then from that point, we're going to get into the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the I Got Something to Say show. Take it away, D-Slate.
Yes, this is the I Got Something to Say radio show right now. We got to say something news with my man Al Norfolk in the building. Al, can you please say something to him about the news?
Yeah, you know what it is. This is Say Something News. Let me talk, let me say something. Here we go. All of y'all that hate chick cuffing, don't go to Saudi Arabia, excuse me. The Saudi husband's getting text when the wife travels. They can't go nowhere without their husbands knowing. I'm talking my man in the airport with his wife, and he gets a text saying, oh, she's going out of town. So that's coming to the third degree. Dude kills a teenager for loud music at the gas station. What in the world? Light-skinned people really been getting beside themselves since Mitt Romney lost, man. I'm trying to tell you, y'all got to be careful out there holding your head, man. Able to turn. They drive 2 miles with a dude in the windshield after she hit him. Talking about she panicked. Yeah, I robbed a bank and panicked too. You know what I mean? With $30,000 in cash. Jesse Jackson Jr. is going to quit concert. Said he needs to restore his health. Notre Dame is still undefeated. That's crazy, right? The head of Defense Forces Media Desk in Israel shows blackface on his Twitter page. And says he has mud on his face from the black tea. It's a tradition most do, saying he not racist. Yeah, I believe the young boy from 2.5 Men finds religion and says the show was filth. Really? Give back some of that money then. Give me that 2.5 Men money. You know what I mean? And last but definitely not least, yo, J.R. Ewing is dead, man. For real. Larry Hagman, the star that plays J.R. Ewing, is dead. I know it's a whole bunch of old ladies somewhere like, Lord Jesus, they have killed J.R. They have found and killed J.R. Not to shed light on the man's death, but hey, it took a lot to kill J.R. And that's the Say Something News with your man, Al, Mr. Norfolk. You heard?
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that, Al. It was to Say Something News. I always look forward to that. Rest in peace. And also to our boxer that we lost also. What is it, Macho?
Yeah, Hector Macho Camacho. I forgot about Hector. Oh, God.
Yes. You know, I love me some boxing, especially Showtime After Dark. I'm telling you. So rest in peace to that brother because he definitely gave a huge contribution to the world of boxing, man. His technique was just crazy. So, I mean, definitely a lot of things are happening and, you know, people are leaving this earth, so that's why we have to be kind. And definitely rest in peace to my grandmother who passed yesterday. You know, I've been having, you know, back-to-back-to-back, but most importantly, my shout and my prayers go out to my cousin,
who is really, really going through that with her baby. Misha Lena, you know, I love you, and, you know, Granny's in a better place, so I definitely want to say you and Aunt G, you have my support, and if you need anything, I am here. And family is family, so I definitely want to say that. So we're going to keep it moving. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we're going to hear some highlights. You're going to hear some scores. We're going to hear some quarterbacking, you know, some flags on the play. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I present to you, who knows sports? Who knows sports? D. Slate knows sports. Let me give it to you, D. Slate.
Oh, yes, we're back again. Are you ready? Football fans, football heads, get ready. Yeah, buddy, football is in the building once again. And it is time to tell you guys what happened over the weekend. Let's find out. Here we go. Oh, yeah, it was in Detroit, Motown, starting on Thursday. The Houston Texans, the Detroit Lions, State and Motown. That really don't mix, but what the hell. Houston Texans. The Detroit Lions, they went into overtime, and the Texans toppled them 34-31 in overtime. Great game. In Dallas, the Cowboys, America's team. The Washington Redskins facing on against the Dallas Cowboys. RG3 doing it to the Cowboys, showing them what a rookie is all about. Four touchdowns, and their win 38-31 over Dallas. New England Patriots, New York Jets. Airplanes and clam chowder. That really don't. I don't know what to say about that one. But hey, woo-hoo! The New York Patriots gave the Jets, turned the Jets from a jet plane into a paper plane. Just whooped their ass just real bad like that. And the Patriots came out on top 49-19 over the Jets. I don't even know if the Jets was playing professional football. They might have been playing JV. I really don't know. In Kansas City, the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Broncos and Peyton Manning once again proving that they're trying to make their way to the playoffs. Denver 17, Kansas City 9. In Indianapolis, the rookie Andrew Luck getting another win against the Buffalo not-so-spicy hot wing Bills. Now, look here. I don't know what Buffalo was. They haven't been sinking lately. But Andrew Luck, Indianapolis 20, Buffalo 13. Apparently, the hot wings ain't that damn hot in Buffalo. Look here. We're going to Cleveland. The Browns. Who the hell would name a team the Browns? I really don't know. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Steel Town. The Cleveland Browns, unfortunately, came out on top 20 over the Steel Town Steelers to 14. So sorry, Steel Town. So sorry. Cincinnati Bengals, Oakland Raiders. Cincinnati Bengals banged the hell out of Oakland Raiders 34-10. Now, Cincinnati, you better be lucky that the fight from the Oakland fans wasn't that bad. Hey, Oakland, they some sore losers. They whoop your ass when they win, they whoop your ass when they lose. It's like a no-win. It's like a double-edged sword with them. You better be careful out there in Oakland. Miami Dolphins, Seattle Seahawks. Miami Dolphins, Reggie Bush. Proving again that he's the best of the best in the Miami Dolphins 24-21 over the Seattle Seahawks. Tampa Bay, Atlanta, A-Town trying to prove that they're trying to make a run for the Super Bowl, saying that this is our year. A-Town 24, Tampa Bay 23. Chicago, Minnesota, Chi-Town against the Minnesota Vikings. Chi-Town beat the hell out of the Minnesota Vikings 28-10. Chi-Town said we ain't the Windy City for nothing. Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans, Florida, Jacksonville, Hurricanes, Tennessee Titans, country music. Yeah, I really don't know what the hell would happen when you mix that together. Hurricanes and country music. You got some real crazy music right there. Look here. Jacksonville Jaguars 24, Tennessee Titans 19. Here we go to San Diego, Baltimore Ravens against the Chargers. This one was a crucial game. Baltimore proving that they're trying to make a run for the playoffs as well. Baltimore 16-13 over the San Diego Chargers in overtime. That game was a doozy. Ray Rice, it was 4th-and-29. They handed the ball off to Ray Rice, and Ray Rice ran 30 yards to get the first down. unbelievable, unheard of. Nobody's ever seen it before. I think Ray Rice, I don't know what they feed them, but I think some of the other teams better take heed to whatever they're feeding Ray Rice. Arizona Cardinals, St. Louis Rams, Cardinals fading once again, turning from a hot desert to a warm, lukewarm desert. Look here. Cardinals 17, Rams 31. That brother Sam Bradford proving once again that the Rams are a team to be reckoned with next year. Not this year, because their record ain't that damn good. San Francisco 49ers, New Orleans Saints, the 49ers on top, 31, Saints 21. I guess the gumbo ain't that damn spicy in New Orleans. The Green Bay Packers, the New York Giants, stepping on the cheeseheads once again, saying, look here, I really don't like no cheese on my sandwich, and gave the damn Packers a beatdown, 38-10. Packers need to reevaluate. Trust me, they need to reevaluate. And right now, the game that's going down right now in Philadelphia, the Carolina Panthers, Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, the Eagles are up 15-14 going into the half. That's your sports. These say no to sports. You can best believe you'll get some more coming next week. Back to you, PJ.
All right, all right, all right. Yes, nobody knows sports like D. Slate. So thank you for that, and thank you, Mr. Al Norfolk, for the Say Something News. I always am inspired by these eclectic segments that I have on the show because, you know, they're nothing without the personalities bringing their particular level of expertise to these specific segments. So thank you so very much each and every week, Al, as well as D. Slate. And as the time progresses on, you know, for Christmas, we're going to have some more sketches and skits and, you know, music and your Christmas hits. And if you want to hear anything particular, or should I say happy holiday music, or should I say Merry Christmas music, happy holiday, Merry Christmas.
Hey, yo.
Holiday, Merry Christmas.
Hey, yo. If these late yes. Presentations, I'm quitting. I won't get out of the studio. Yeah, I mean, TV going to have to do the rest of my job. I can't say it. If the Temptations say Merry Christmas.
Somebody call in and say something about that.
I don't like the Temptations Christmas song, and I don't care who you tell. Call in, say whatever you got to say. I don't like it.
You know who I'm going to call? Ghostbusters.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that is my song, Al. We have to talk about that. But you know what my jam is? What do the lonely do at Christmas?
Hey, yo, who sings that? Who sings that? Yeah.
Miss Jessis, Miss Fabulous, and The Emotion. It's a collaboration. It's a collaboration. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're just clamoring around. But definitely check me out on Facebook. I just posted the question of the day. And the question of the day is, we talked a little bit about it. Should you say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays in a professional workplace setting? If you want to give your thoughts regarding that, check us out on blogtalkradio.com/thehourshow. Let's try this one more time. www.blogtalkradio.com/thehourshow. And give us your thoughts, or you can call into 718-766-4553. Once again, at 718-766-4553. And let us know your thoughts on should you say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays in a professional workplace setting. We want to know your thoughts. Hopefully, do we have any callers or anybody in the chat room?
Yes, we do. It looks like we do have a caller on the line right now.
Let's go
to the lines real quick, ladies and gentlemen. If you got something to say, 757-968. You're on the I Got Something to Say radio show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
757-968.
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Hello. How are you? We can barely hear you. Is there an upgrade in your future? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, we're here. Hello?
Can you hear us now?
No. Mr. Flex.
Hey, Flexman, Flexman, Wagwan. Yes, ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say show, this is one of my producers. He is also the owner and operator of Link Up Productions. We were in his studio. He's the one that's mastering and helping and allowing us to be creative as we can. He is also the manager of Queen of Hearts that we had on our show. So, you know, by way of Jamaica, he's Puerto Rican, he's Jamaican, and all of those good things. Wagwan, what's going on, my brother?
What's going on?
Nothing much. And Al, you remember Flexman? And D-Slick, you remember Flexman?
Flexman
was in Jamaica Independence. Yes.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm cooling.
Yeah, man. So you're joining, are you enjoying the show so far, Flex?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, you want to ask the question of the day?
The question of the day?
Yes, the question of the day is, should you say, because you're your own operator of the studio, I was in your studio, matter of fact, yesterday, right? So if you have different customers and clientele that come into your studio, and it's a professional setting, would you prefer for them to say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays?
Happy Holidays would be better.
Okay, why is that? What are your thoughts? Why would you prefer for Happy Holidays over Merry Christmas in a professional setting or a commercial type setting?
You know, I don't know if Christmas is, you know, that merry, you know, so.
Okay.
I don't know, you know what I mean? You know, I'm a Rastaman,
right.
So, you know, it's kind of hard.
Right. And I understand that. I respect that because not everyone particularly has, you know, Christmas or maybe with that religious format. So
yeah.
If you say Happy Holidays, that kind of covers all genres of the religious factor. Would you agree with that?
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, let me ask you another question, because maybe I should save these questions for the later on segment with Ask Al Anything. Is it politically correct to say, like, say, for instance, 1-800, if you say 800 or 800? Which one is politically correct, to say 800 or 800?
800.
Right. Now, why are we saying zero? What about you, D-Slate?
I would say 800. I mean, 800 sounds like it sounds like reading is really fundamental and that illiteracy is at an all time high. You know, so I would say
okay.
It would be 800.
Okay, what about you, Mr. Norfolk? I'm just curious. Is it 800 for you or 800?
Is 1-800 Disney? I don't care about that. Yeah, like I told you, people be being too oversensitive about stuff, man. You can't say 1-800 now. For real? Where they do that at?
Right. Well, the reason why you would not say 800, because O is a letter, and that's in the alphabet. 8000 is a number. So that would be politically correct. Unless you're saying the whole thing, saying 1-800, but if you're saying 0-1, if you're doing individualized number count, you're not supposed to say 0-1-2-3 because O is in the alphabet. And numbers are infinite, so you're supposed to say 0. Crazy, right? But people actually think of this stuff. What did you say, Flexman?
Yeah, I would say 800 all the way.
Always, okay. And see, it may be like a cross-cultural thing because, again, you're from Jamaica, you know what I mean? So some people say tomato, some people say tomato, you know, some people say morning, some people say good high day. It all depends on what region or what area specifically you're from. But definitely I got off on a tangent, but just really quick, Flexman, do you want to big up anyone and definitely let us know about your studio because you are one of my sponsors. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for allowing us to, you know, record and do commercials and things of that nature within your studio space. I thank you for that. You want to say something to the people? Yeah, man, go ahead.
Well, you know, I big up to everybody that does music anyway, because I love music anyway in general. And even not just music, you know, poetry, spoken word, whatever. I just like I like things of that nature, you know. Artistry is what I like.
Okay. Definitely. Go ahead.
Yeah, big up to Queen of Hearts, you know. Big up to Zoe. Big up to the Knockout King, you know, Easel. They call him Easel, that son of love.
Okay.
And, you know, big up to, even to you.
Oh, you know, thank you.
And everybody on the station, you know.
Bless him. Now, actually, before I let you go, Flexman, you're the owner, proprietor, operator of Link Up Studios, and you're also tied in with Cartel Media Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is a full-scale studio, and you provide a lot of different amenities for the developing artists. I also want to definitely say the song that we're going to be playing a little bit later within the segment, you actually produced that song, and we made that song probably in less than 30 minutes, didn't we not?
Yes.
The cypher's in my mind.
Made it super duper fast.
You know what I mean? So if anything for artist development, or because this guy, he plays instruments, he sings, he produces, so on and so forth, how can we find out more information about you?
Well, you know, you can hit my number. You can call my number or Facebook. You
okay. Give us that information real quick.
Facebook. That's, it'll be under Mike Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you would need the number, that's 757-968-2907.
All right, then number one more time.
757-968-2907.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you so, so very much, and we're going to be playing the song a little bit in the segment. It should be coming up soon, and I just want to say thank you for your contribution to music from Jamaica to New York to Chicago to Atlanta to all the major people that you've worked with, from Capleton to the Bontons. I mean, definitely you're renowned, so big up and bless up to all that you're doing and to Queen of Arts. I'll definitely see you back in the studio very, very soon, and thank you for being a sponsor for the I Got Something to Say radio show. Ladies and gentlemen, represent Jamaica and by way of New York, this is Flexman, definitely. Could you do one thing before you get out of here? Could you say, I'm Flexman and I'm on the I Got Something to Say show?
Yes, I'm Flexman and I'm on the I Got Something to Say show. Big up.
Scene. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that, Flexman. We'll be speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poet Justice. We also got Mr. Norfolk in the building, and our producer, also D. Slate, is in the building. CK has a night off. He's celebrating his happy, happy birthday early. So hopefully he'll be back soon in the Anonymous Blue Studios. And today, speaking of by which of birthdays, it is Tina Turner's birthday today, and tomorrow is Jimi Hendrix and Bruce Lee. Hachi-chachi-ha! Birthday tomorrow, what? So we're going to keep this thing moving like U-Haul. If you can hear me, call in if you want to comment on the question of the day. If you want to just kick with us for a few minutes and give a shout-out, that's fine. Definitely tune in to 718-766-4553. We're going to go ahead and keep this moving. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do now is get into the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. And we're going to kick it off first with our number four song, number three song, number two song, number one song. The number four song is by Teedra Moses. Number three, Let Us Say. Number two, Mary J. Blige. And number one, we're going to go get that blessing by Mary Mary. So we're going to kick off the promo for our newest segment, which is Stiletto Diva Throwdown Promo, is going to be coming up next. Take it to you, D. Slate.
Yes, indeed. It's the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Are you ready to throw down, divas? Get the stilettos ready. 3-inch, 4-inch, 5-inch, however you want to get down with your stilettos, it's the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm Queen of Hearts, and I'm kicking up my stilettos on the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Go ahead, get your stiletto and get down. Number 4. Number 3.
So confused. And when I see the sun, I know I'm not the only one, and it's all right. Can't even buy that dress on sale, but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing. Loving you is everything, and I'm alright. Everything, it's gonna be alright. Everything is everything. It's gonna be
alright.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move, it makes me want to have fun, but it's something about this joint right here, it makes me want to, oh, let it go, can't let this thing call the get away from you, feel free right now. Been a long week, I put in my hardest, gonna live my life.
deserve. I want to get better.
Hello, this is British Betty, and this is the Elevator Music Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show.
Yes, and we're back live here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. My feet are killing me because I went from smoothing it out in my beautiful stilettos to, you know, giving some glory and going to get that blessing because, you know, of course, because it builds that muscle. Yes, those in the calves. That's right. And in your heart and in your strength. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the stiletto, Viva Stiletto Throwdown. And that person doing the announcing and the counting down the segment was no other than Queen of Hearts. I want to say thank you for that. She is one of the sponsors for that segment. And we kicked off that hour with Pedra Moses. She's beautiful, and she was actually a guest on our show for a lifetime, number 4. Number 3 was Let It Say It's All Right. And everything is going to be all right, sisters. Keep your head up high. Number 2 was Just Fine. And you do what you're supposed to do, and everything's going to work itself out, and you will be what? Just fine. And the number 1 song for tonight's particular Stiletto Diva Throwdown is Go Get It. And whatever you believe in, once again, if you figure it out for a lifetime, everything's going to be all right and just fine. So what you need to do is go get it. That is the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. We do this every Monday, and we have a different segment for your particular taste. If there's something in particular that you want to hear in any of our segments, definitely feel free to contact us on my Facebook page, The Hour Show. I'm sorry, should I say that is the network's page, and we do have a page there. But the IEYE, Got Something to Say radio show. We are on Facebook. Like our page. Give notes if you want to hear something particular. If you're a developing artist, there's something each every night for the listening pleasure. Now what we're going to do, we're going to get back into our other segment, which is one of our newest segments, and I love it, love it, love it, because I have some questions I want to ask, and the segment is entitled Ask Al Anything. So,
hey, hold on. Let me ask a question. Can I ask a question first?
Of course.
When we're going to have the Timberland and 40-ounce stiletto mix? When we're going to have the Timberland and 40-ounce mix?
You know what? That may be the thought, because you know what? It's funny that you mention it, because we're going to have the ties, Timberlands and tuxedos coming soon. So that's crazy that you thought, because we're here. Our eyes are here. Right here.
We no longer see eye to eye.
That's right, eye to eye. Well, speaking about eye to eye, I definitely have some questions for you. So let me kick off my questions. After we do the Ask Al segment, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be getting into the Ghetto Gourmet, and we're going to be running a little bit into overtime. We're going to debut my new song, which is going to be on the Graffiti Street Bridge Basement, and the song is called The Cypher. You all are going to love that, definitely, and we'll be closing out with give us some of your favorite 1980s music and television shows. And around the table, we'll go around and be closing out the segment. But for right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask Al anything. So I would like to know these questions, all right? Are you ready? Are we set?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Can we have some theme music, Mr. Producer? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, a lot of our music is provided by my cousin Marcus Gangface Boyd. Yes, and our theme song music was provided by Gangface. He's located in Virginia. And one of the vocals that you heard on the theme song was by the Khadijah, the lovely, very talented Khadijah Hyde. Stay tuned for her project coming soon. Next week, we're going to have Booker T. Madison, the author, on. So, ladies and gentlemen, ask Al anything. If you are a barefoot mule, can you play horseshoes? I just want to know, if you are a barefooted mule, are you allowed to play horseshoes, Al?
Man, Nah, you can't play horse. You might steal them.
So the mule was gonna steal the horseshoes.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Raw hooves on the ground. It's a lot of women out there with raw hooves on the and them stilettos too, but I digress.
Okay. All right. Number two, why is an orange orange? Why is it not blue?
Because an orange was kissed by the sun. You see what I'm saying? And there's a lot of red bones out there that have been kissed by the sun too. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna keep it red bone. We're gonna keep it red bone official tonight.
Okay. So they thank us for that, I'm sure. Light skin is back in. Okay.
We could have called oranges little snookies. You know what I'm saying? With tan.
Right. And I'm winking and I digress. Okay. I'd like to know, can members of the Lakers really swim?
Yeah, because they drowning right now. You don't see them. You don't see them when
they drowning.
That's not nice.
Can't find the rhythm of the stroke.
Right. Okay, this is my last and final question. Can the members of Take Six have a 5-minute lunch break?
Nah, because they going to take six. You dig? And they going to come back after 7. You know what I mean?
After 7, got it. And maybe 8 is enough, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yes. Hey, D-Slay, do you have any questions to ask Al anything?
I sure do have a question to ask Al. Look here. Here's my question for you. Now, when somebody's depressed or they're down or they're not feeling good, is it discriminating to the colors of Crayola to say, why are you feeling blue? Why is blue so damn special?
Well, blue ain't really... Well, yeah, man, you got it.
Okay, I have one more closing question for our segment. Al, I would like to know, and I think I asked this last week, are you able to eat at Ruby Tuesdays on a Friday? Or can you eat on Tuesday at TGIF?
I don't like neither one of them, if you ask me. I ain't going to promote my favorite drink, but meet me at Applebee's. I won't go promote it, but meet me at Applebee's at the bar, and I'm going to take you to the zoo. Everybody that been to the zoo with me, hey, they know the zoo is a powerful thing.
Okay, well, since that's your favorite place, can Applebee's legitimately sell orange juice? I'm just asking.
Can they legitimately sell orange juice, Applebee's?
Is
a case pending on that, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to say it's copyright infringement for Orange Julius or something like that. Something had happened, you know what I'm saying? So I really can't speak on that right now, you know what I'm saying, due to the pending of the cases, you know what I mean?
The legatimans, right. Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Al, do you have anything you want to ask us since we're always asking Al?
Yeah. Why
would you like to help us?
Why are people so worried about being politically correct? Think about that. Mull over it. Get back at me. Next month.
Like being able to say Merry Christmas on your job instead of Happy Holidays?
Yes.
Or saying 0 instead of 0? Okay. I'm a ponder. Okay.
And why do people get indignant with you? And as soon as you get indignant back with them, they say you're not being professional.
Okay. Mm. Okay, well, maybe we can look into that for next week, Ask Al Anything. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know the burning desires of your hearts and you want to know why bananas are curvy and grapes are round and, you know, why did the brown cow or the bird cross the road to get to the other two sides, I mean, mashed potatoes and gravy and mac and cheese, definitely you can ask Al or hit us up on our Facebook page under either the D Hour Show Radio Network or the I Got Something to Say Radio Show, or me, Poetic Justin, P-O-E-T-I-K-K.
Hey, I do got one more question.
Sure, ask Al.
Why does D Slate always got some ground turkey or some taco meat in the back of his refrigerator that's been sitting there for a minute?
I'm scared to ask. I'm so scared. I'm so scary.
I know some people out there is also wondering too, because the people are sending me the messages, but people are also wondering, when you go pick up your pizza from Pizza Hut, why is it inside a building? Come on now.
It's not a hut.
It ain't in no damn hut. It ain't in no hut.
I want to know why, when my Jamaican cousin was going through puberty, why did his chest look like little pieces of meat for like
taco meat.
Yeah.
That's that taco meat that be in the back of D-Slate refrigerator right there.
That looks like legitimately gross.
Yes. In about 2 minutes, he's going to be like, okay, now go into the back of your refrigerator. I know you got some old taco meat.
Right. That is so hilarious.
I'm going to start the clock right now.
Yes, banged. Yes. You know what? Speaking of which, some weird phenomena, something like a phenomena. I think I mentioned this some months back. I don't know. I know Samsung is probably a Japanese or Oriental-based company. No pun intended, no stereotype. I'm not sure if that was a sneeze or a chihuahua trying to beatbox. I'm not sure. But, yeah, God bless you on all levels. But my alarm clock is like 6:55. Nah. What is a nah? I don't understand that. Maybe I need to ask Al about that. Why Jake be like 5:55? Nah. And it just scares me every day out of my sleep. It's 7:55. Nah. It just has a nah. Where does the nah come from?
Hold on, you got a Samsung clock?
It's the Samsung, too. It's the cell phone, yo. And I set it on the setting, and I woke up. It was like 5:55. And I'm like, I'm scared.
Your phone got the Holy Ghost.
I'm telling you, I'm so scary. It didn't say nah. It's 6:55, nah.
You know how when people be testifying that for me, everything say nah at the end.
You go straight there when gasoline draws up. I'm telling you, I'm not messing with that.
I'm just telling you, your boy got the Holy Ghost now.
I've had enough, bro.
I thank them because they woke me up this morning. Nah.
Nah. 5:55. Nah. I don't know where that came from. I'm scary. I'm so scary. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just clowning and acting silly. We just beat ourselves. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving to the next segment. And we're having a great time.
You better stop before they think this Covenant Sunday.
Hey, come on. So we're going to have a great time. We're doing what we can. It is D-Slate, it's Miss Fabulous, and it's D-Slate. And we're going to move to the next segment. I can't stop saying that.
Hey, one more question. When you put the one finger up in church, do that make you invisible? Like, can nobody else see?
Why do people tip, yo? I mean, you don't say anything because that's a part. It's a form of pardon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Would you say, man, the pastor was just standing there a few minutes ago?
I'm scared. I told you. You are off the chain today. Chain. Yes.
Oh, my
Ladies
God.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is so crazy. It is so live. It is 10:54. No, it's 44 at this time, Eastern Standard Time. And the local time is 44 minutes after 10. And we're going to keep it moving. So when you see me tomorrow, remember, it's Bruce Lee's birthday. So you can be like, I teach that. No. All right? This is for you, Bruce. Bruce Lee and Bruce Lai. And my lips are moving. See? They're moving. So we're going to get into the Ghetto Gourmet, and then hopefully we can debut my new song in the Graffiti Street Bridge Basement, and then we're going to be closing out. This has been so live tonight on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Do we have any other callers on the line?
Not at all. Not at all.
No chat rumors, no birthday shout-outs, no favorite team shout-outs, nothing?
Nothing,
Nothing, We will encourage you every week, ladies and gentlemen, to come and join the I Got Something to Say radio show. Now, we want callers, and we want you to be a part of the skits and the sketches, and we're just being our crazy selves. Of course, I'm speaking about Miss Fabulous, I in the third person, and then D. Slate and Mr. Norfolk, and then we have CK, who has the night off. He's celebrating his birthday. So we're going to move on to the ghetto. Yes, Mr. Norfolk.
Let's start a new segment. What is CK doing right now?
What is CK doing now? On the scene. Yes. No. Something in your water tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do, but we're going to get into the gourmet, the ghetto gourmet, of course, is what I'm speaking about with D. Slate. Take it away, and then after that, we're going to have, once again, the Graffiti Street Bridge Basement. Let's go. Here you go. D. Slate, back to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your boy's in the building once again. Ghetto Gourmet is in the house. Are you ready for something to eat? Are you ready for? I got something quick for you tonight. Got one quick something for you off the recipe book. I'll be telling you the name of the recipe book later after the recipe. But here we go. Little quick snack, little quick McNight snack. If you get down like that, if you want. Now, what type of meat do we normally have left over in our fridge? Normally, it's taco meat. You know, normally it's fried chicken. A lot of times it's hot dogs. So we're gonna go with a little snack I like to call, you know, they are the hood versions, of course. I like to call them Not Pockets. Yeah, Not Pockets. Mm-hmm, because you can best believe they're not no damn Hot Pockets. Look here, Not Pockets, a nice little quick midnight snack for you. Now, everybody always got a can of biscuits chilling in their refrigerator. Okay, you got some biscuits in there, but you ain't got no sausage or eggs to go with it, so that's why the biscuits still in the damn refrigerator. Look here. Now, you get your biscuits, you open them up, you take a biscuit, you take one of them, you slice it in half, all right? Okay, you ready for your Not Pockets? Everybody always got a can of tomato sauce in the refrigerator because you don't know what the hell, in the cabinet because you don't know what the hell you're going to do with it. You always got some leftover cheese because you ain't got nothing else to put the damn cheese on. Look here. Not Pockets is in the building. Slice a biscuit, your biscuit in half. Slice up a couple of little hot dogs. Put them in the middle of the biscuit. Throw a little cheese on it. A little dab of tomato sauce on there. Put the other slice you slice off the half of, put it on top. You gotta seal it up around the sides of it. Put it on a nice little, you know, the only pan you got is your damn mama cake pan. So look here. You gotta grease up the cake pan, make all the little Not Pockets like that. Put them inside the pan. You wanna cook it for about, I say hood time, probably about 10 minutes, 10, 11 minutes tops. 10, 11 minutes tops, maybe 12 minutes if you're lazy. Look, Not Pockets is delicious. Now you said, D-Slate, what can I wash down with the Not Pockets? Look here, now, I don't normally like to do this. Okay, but you can take your average hood style sugar water, okay, because you ain't got nothing else to put in the damn water but sugar. Look here, sugar water. Make you a nice glass of sugar water, okay? Go sneak in Grandpa room. Sneak up in Grandpa room because he sleep. You can hear him snoring from the kitchen. Sneak in Grandpa's room. Open up his little cabin next to the bed. You know, now be careful. Be careful because Grandpa's old tobacco can is sitting right next to his bottle of cognac. Grab Grandpa's bottle of cognac. You come back in and sneak back in the kitchen. Take your two capfuls of the cognac, pour it inside the sugar water. Now you got yourself to what I like to call, ooh-wee, is this sugar in the sugar water? Spicy sugar water is what I like to call it. You got your nice little glass of spicy sugar water with your Knot Pockets. Go in the living room, chill out for a little bit, eat your Knot Pockets, eat your spicy sugar water. Everything is all good. All the recipes everybody loves, it's in the new cookbook. And the new cookbook is called Mama, I Burned the Damn Fried Chicken While I Was Frying Catfish Cookbook. Look here. Mama, I Burned the Chicken While I Was Frying Catfish Cookbook is coming out real soon. All the recipes is in it. Be on the lookout for the new cookbook. Ghetto Gourmet, you damn right I am. Back to you, PJ.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am so scary. Not scared, but I'm scary to try that food. But it's reselling, smelling so... We're going to move on, and I digress. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the Ghetto Gourmet Cookbook, or should I say shookbook. And I'm sure you want to probably give each and every one on your Christmas guest list or family list or... just whatever. Just give him a copy of that. So we never know what he's going to concoct together, especially for our holiday palate.
Okay, sugar water. Apple thing is sugar water.
Sugar water. Right. Who says that? Are you serious right now? Get your life. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we're going to go ahead and present to you one of our new segments tonight, the Graffiti Street Bridge Basement. We're going to be playing a lot of your, you know, your African Bambaataa, your Pac Jam, you know, Planet Rock, Kraftwerk numbers, and all of the industry 80s stuff. Make you pop lock, do your B-girl stance, even bebop. We might even put some, you know, music on, and all of us may pass the mic and do like a little flow, you know. So we're going to have fun with this particular segment because really I started off as a cipher, a beatboxer, a rapper, to poet, to announcer, you know, to selector, to all of my reggae and my West Indian friends and family. So tonight I'm going to be featuring my song. It's called The Cipher in Your Mind. The vocals are done by yours truly, Patrina Taylor. She is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful vocalist. She does a lot in the area in Norfolk, Virginia. Also, the music is provided by my cousin, of course, yes, Marcus Gameface Boyd did the music. It was produced by no other than Flexman of Link Up Studios, representing Jamaica, of course. And then the words, the lyrics, the rap, the flow, created by yours truly, Miss Fabulous. So, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you enjoy it. I would love your feedback if you want to call in, say you loved it, hated it, whatever the case may be. I am not critical to feedback, but I wanted to hear your take on it. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get it. D-Slate to you.
Extra Graffiti Basement going down. Graffiti Basement going down right now. All you out there, are you ready? You got your spray cans ready? Let's get it.
Yes.
This is Poetic Justice, the hostess with the mostest, representing Boston.
This
Boston.
Is Queen of Hearts. Let's go, New York. That's where I'm representing. And when I'm chilling in VA, you can catch me on the Graffiti Street Bridge Basement.
This is Flexman coming straight from the Caribbean. You know how it is.
I'm Yes, check, one. I used to be the girl with the B-girl stance. Not a chance, dancing with lyrical extensions. Not to mention heights and dimensions. Epiphany, kinda catch the beat, ABCs. Now you see me, the best in me. It's the cipher in my mind. It's the cipher in my mind. Check. Wanted to get back where we were. Your love covers me like fur in the wintertime. Forever mine, sign, decipher.
Yo, this is the Curry Caribbean vibe, live and direct at the I Got Something to Say show. Live for everybody out here from VA to Jamaica. Big up, scene.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that was the newest segment, the Graffiti Street Bridge Basement, and it is written by yours truly, produced by Flexman of Link Up Studios, and the vocals were provided by Katrina Taylor, a.k.a. PYT, in the rap, and written, performed by yours truly, Poetic Justice, music provided by Marcus Gameface Boy. It's the cipher in my mind. Yes, yo, check. Check, Pastor Mike. Mike, check, 1, 2, coming through. Everybody knows we do this through and through on the Monday, day before Sunday. Maybe made a mistake, yes. Sun, not because you shine, sun because you're mine. Mike, check, up top. New York's in the building, VA, 2 up, 2 down, Boston, let's go. Poetic Justice, my poetic flow on the Graffiti Street Bridge Basement. Let's go. What you think? Start with you, Al. You know me from back in the day.
In my mind. Excuse me on the vocals. You know what I mean?
Yes, and you've known me for a very, very long time. I mean, from the breakdancing to whatever. What are your thoughts? I mean, melodic-y. We want to give that 1980s flow, but the neo-soul with the... You know, my kind of Lupe Fiasco, Queen Latifah, you know, feel. What you think?
I wish I could make my voice like Riley from the Boondocks and say, "Boo, nigga, boo." It was pretty dope, man.
Hate us.
It was pretty dope. Yeah, I definitely had the cipher like vibe going. You know what I mean, God. She played on Different World. You know what I mean? Back in the day. She was real pretty too. I used to like her. She was with me, wasn't she?
Exactly, she was. Exactly, yes. Because we wanted that abstract feel. I know her too. D-Slate, what you feeling?
I think that it was Chris Rock in New Jack City, though.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Hey, yo, he did the same joint with the American flag turtle and yo, stop playing.
Wow. Yeah, and not, you know, just not to say it because, you know, we support each other as artists, but everyone has a different style by way of how they present the music, presentation. I just like the abstract flow. I've always been like that. So the vocals meet the rough edgeness and then the melodic music. You know, that's just my take, and that was my preference. So thank you so very much, and I hope – go ahead.
You like P-Tip, not Q-Tip, like P-Tip, like joint. I mean
– Yeah. Exactly. Like the old queen, you know, not a Shantae Roxanne, not like that, but just kind of like, I guess like a Lauryn Hill, like a queen, but like a female Lupe, like a female common, you know what I mean? It's conscious.
It was definitely abstract. On a real note, it was definitely abstract. And the way it was presented, you know, it was you could tell that you guys were trying to go back into that feel. And I mean, it's pretty dope to me.
Thank you. Do you know what my rendition of the cipher was? Because I was talking about from the male perspective, from the female perspective, the cipher was the worst on the paper. Being able to decipher if you want to be in a relationship with a physical being or do you want to be in a relationship with your words and with your craft. So you are the decipher, meaning not cipher of like a lyrical sense, but you're a deciding factor if you want to be married to the industry. So that was about, from a woman's perspective, doing her thing, living her dream, being in her craft, or a man being able to pursue the same thing and be able to have the best of both worlds. So it's like a deciding factor. You're the cipher. It's the cipher in my mind. And I have a decision to make. I have a choice to make. And that's I know it's deep. I know it's deep like puddles, you know, audience, but that's my abstract way of thinking as an artist. So. Definitely, if you're a neo-soul artist or, you know, you're a lyricist or MC or a selector and you have that 80s flow or something that we can pop lock to or whatever, definitely send it to the D Hour Show, D Hour Show, D as in David, Hour Show, at gmail.com. Once again, it's D as in David, Hour Show, at gmail.com. And we'll see what we can do to get you on. We're going to go around the room with our closing remarks. We have come to the end of the row in the words of our definitely brothers, Voice to Men. So we're going to start off with you, Al. What are your thoughts of the show tonight, and do you have anything coming up, and all your salutations?
Well, it looks like Al dropped off.
Okay. All right. What about you, D. Slate?
Well, I just want to definitely say, of course, another incredible show as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the show with us and hanging out with us tonight. Definitely keep tuning in, you know, to the D Hour Radio Network. You guys never know who's going to be on the show. You never know what kind of show we're going to give you guys. It can be as exciting. It can be really exciting. So you just never know what kind of show we got in store for you. But definitely I want to say that make sure you guys, if you have a business or a website you want to promote, make sure you contact me at The Hour Show. You can contact me on Twitter at The Hour Show, or you can also contact me on Facebook, or you can email us, thehourshow@gmail.com, thourshow @gmail.com. We have a special for advertising going on from now until the New Year holiday, $25 for the week. So definitely if you guys want to promote, make sure you contact me, and we can definitely get that set up. Tune into the Tuesday spot tomorrow. We'll be talking to author of the new controversial book, Ms. Jara Everett. We'll be talking with her about her new book, Jump Off. So definitely make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. It's going to be a doozy. And just keep tuning in. Keep tuning into the shows. You never know who's going to be on. You never know how we're going to get down. The I Got Something to Say radio show smash hit on the D Hour Radio Network. So you guys better keep tuning in every week because you never know what's going to go down.
Definitely. Thank you for that. Also, Mr. Al Norfolk, I think the 755 kicked him off or whatever. It's a conspiracy, but we definitely enjoy him tonight, you know, to ask Al anything and also with the Say Something News. He's always bringing us the best laughs and, you know, contribution. And also to our brother who's celebrating his birthday, CK, happy birthday from the I Got Something to Say radio show. We love you so very much. And then also from the D Hour Show Radio Network, we thank you for your contribution, brother, to all that you bring to the table and also your undying, your untiredness, dedication to internet radio and independent radio, Blog Talk Radio. This is what we do. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. I've had a fabulous, fabulous time here tonight with all that we brought to the table. I'm almost hoarse and delirious because we always laugh and joke, and that's what life is all about. And with my closing remarks for my microphone Monday memo is that you have to live life one day at a time. It's just like lilies. If you put a lot of lilies together, they will fester. But if you have one single individual rose, you can still notice beauty, and it doesn't make a difference. You don't need a bunch of roses in order to say those roses are beautiful. But again, once again, if you have too many lilies, they are soon to fester. Get out and smell the flowers, smell the roses while you're able to do so. Rest in peace to my grandmother, Elizabeth Stallings. We will miss you. She lived to be 96 years old. Misha and Aunt Jeannie, you know that we have a new angel now, so my prayers are continuous for you and your loss and your time of bereavement. And also to anyone, you know, that have lost a loved one and during as we approach the holiday season, understand that, you know, God is still in control. And that's right, I said God, to whomever you may serve. But we just want to recognize and understand that you are not alone. You know, it takes for segments like this and for us to bring entertainment. And you don't have to be family by blood. You can be family by virtue, as I always say. So if you want to talk and you want to get something off your chest, this is definitely a format, and I appreciate and I applaud and I celebrate D Slate for being able to create such a radio forum, a radio network that radio personalities and creators and producers such as myself are able to come up here and bring light or bring life to somebody else's world. Tomorrow I will be at Montego Caribbean, Newtown Road in Virginia Beach, Virginia, for another segment of Lyrically Spoken, 9 o'clock with the O Band. We always get in there, standing room only. Your vocalist, your talent, definitely come on out here and share it with us. And understand, I guess in less than 7 weeks, I will be the fabulous 4040. So live each every day as you can. And remember, life is short, and so is my real hair. Continue to support us. We thank you. We thank you for all that you do. Catch us on Facebook. Catch us on Twitter, and just catch us, because if you run fast enough, you will be able to do just that, catch us. We want to say thank you from our family to your family. Continue to hold your head up high and reach the sky. God bless you all. Good night. And it's been another segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, Mr. Al Norfolk, CK, let's go.
Bless.
And thank you to our sponsors, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous, is the I Got Something to Say show. Let's go.